There was this one secretary that was kind of winking at me and coming on to me, so I gave her a couple of drinks and we were talking. Before you know it, she's pressing up against me. Well, I started kissing her. She said, there's too many people watching. I said, come on. Let's go someplace. And I turned my back to the crowd. I said, take a look at this. Huh? Take a look at that. That looks good to you, huh? She said, well, I'd love to give you a snarling, but there's too many people around. But, man, I thought fast. I've always been an inventive guy, and I was so tender, it was painful. I was afraid I was going to get brain damage. I mean, I was seeing spots before my eyes. I thought the doodads were going to retreat into the fuselage. I mean, I was Ted Hunt. I had to do something. Fortunately, I'd had a dishwashing glove in my pocket from working with some benzene earlier in the day. I put the glove on, I grabbed a screwdriver, and I casually walked over to the fuse box and jammed that thing in there. Plunge the room into darkness. I said, all right, baby. It'll take them half an hour to fix that fuse box. So as everybody was staggering around, dropping drinks, saying, don't panic, we'll get the lights on in a second. She provided the sweetest snarling. In a room full of people, nobody was any the wiser, although it did have a kind of funny end to it. I got so into it, I was going, Somebody heard me and said, my God, the Grace is choking on his food. Help him. I mean, do you have any idea how hard it is to achieve a Shangri-La? While someone's trying to administer the Heimlich maneuver to you?
Keep it here for more crazy.